Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hey, everyone. It's Kevin David Thomas.
And Robert W. Schneider.
Welcome to our Throwback Thursday, My Favorite Things.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
Huzzah!
Boy, you love those royal proclamations.
I do.
Huzzah!
That's right. I do know those a lot.
I love it.
And there was much rejoicing. Yay.
I just had my favorite moment with Kevin a minute ago. I was in the kitchen, and I said, Kevin, do you want cookies? And he's like, no, not really. I don't want cookies. And I brought out the Royal Danish cookies. And when he's like, I don't want... Woo! These are my favorite. We went real fast on that one.
It was so true.
That was a Sybil moment. That was great.
I just love those cheap cookies in the tin that you get at CVS, so everyone can picture them. Yeah.
So once again, on the record,
in fact, I'm gonna
Kevin said,
right,
the
now.
Cheap cookies you get at CVS. The man is a guest in my home. And he literally said, I like the cheap cookies you know get at CVS. Well, I love the shirt you got at the shelter. What else to say to you? Sorry that my Danish cookies...
Oh.
That I got for $5 don't meet your palate's pleasure.
They're my favorite, though.
You like slumming, do we? You like coming down, seeing how the other half lives?
Killing me.
You know what I heard yesterday? Good. I didn't know this. So I'm a big Lucille Ball fan. You are too, right? You like Lucy?
No.
Like Lucy? Love Lucy? No, maybe I'm making that up.
I strongly like.
Strongly like?
Mm-hmm. I don't know as many as you do.
Well, I was talking to an agent friend of mine. And I was saying to him, I was like, oh boy, this was really bad. And he goes, how bad? Like bad, bad or Stone Pillow bad? And I was like, what does Stone Pillow bad
mean?
I'm like, I never heard that before. And he goes, you've never heard Stone Pillow? I was like, no, apparently in the 1980s, Lucille Ball, musical comedy star of Wildcat, did a television movie. It was
friend
her last movie ever, Friend of Jim Brochu, called Stone Pillow, in which Lucy played a homeless woman named Floribel.
Huh.
And he's like, he's known as being the worst TV movie ever made. So he goes, in my day, when people that said things were bad, you'd go, how bad? Like bad, bad or Stone Pillow bad?
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like, that's that. No. So it's the whole movie's on YouTube.
Is
and
it?
I watched it last night.
Did you?
It's really bad.
No, like it's really bad or like
Stone Pillow bad? Well, first of all, Lucy, it's one of those 80s movies that the idea was that Lucy was homeless. She was living on the streets of New York and she was assigned like a social worker. And the social worker in pure 80s fashion says, you know, Lucy or Floribel, I was going to call her Pretty Belle. You know, Floribel, she goes, you could stop being homeless. You just need to get some nice clothes and take a shower and you can get a job. That was the whole message of the movie.
Wow.
But the best part is Lucy's pretty bad in it. And I love Lucille Ball, but they put her in this big purple coat so she looks like Grimace.
Yep.
She has gray in her hair.
Grimace.
And every scene you see her in, she's just looking at people going, stay off my corner.
Because
at this point, she wasn't like, her voice was like smoker's filled.
Oh, no.
But every scene, no matter what's going on, how you doing, Floribel? Stay off my corner. Where's Viv? What? So?
Hey.
You got a favorite thing, I'm sure.
I do.
What is it?
I have a person slash clip.
Oh, my gosh.
You type this into YouTube, everybody. Barbara Harris, 1967 Tony Awards.
This is her
performance in The Apple Tree. And I just feel like it needs to be discussed a little bit.
I will be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us, pause us right now. I think you have to pause us for a second. You have to watch the clip to see exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and then come back and join us.
Just go to your YouTube and just watch the... It's like 5-6 minutes long.
It's the shortest thing ever.
Yeah, it's just two little scenes. So just go ahead and do that right now. Welcome back. So now that you've watched it, I just want to just talk about a couple things that go on in this. Now, Barbara Harris, as you know now, especially now, is quite a really funny musical comedy actress.
Yeah, great.
Of which she did not do many.
No, in the 70s, she got picked up for film, and she did a lot of film in the 70s.
And became kind of, one might say, allegedly a little reclusive. doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Yeah,
and, like,
no, she withdrew from the public spotlight in the 80s, I think.
But still with us. I mean,
oh, still very much alive,
But so she originated like an improv and stuff like that and was good at, she was in part of the Second City, you know, one of the first companies of Second City that came to New York. And anyway, so what this is the things I love about this clip, okay? Just some ideas and maybe some things that perhaps you looked at and we'll look at again. So I love that. So the whole beginning part, she has that like, she's got like a cold, so her nose is stuffed up.
Yes.
Because in the song Gorgeous, you finally understand, which is the song she sings later on, that when she's like, oh, I'm not stuffy, which when you sing that song out of context, you're like, what are you talking about? You're not stuffy. I don't understand why you would be saying that at all.
Chimneys.
But so you see her like, and it's very funny. I enjoy her little, she goes out of her house, she tells your dreams, she's like this chimney sweep, you guys, and she's
Cinderella.
Yeah, it's like Cinderella, yes. And she's Passionella in this. Yes. And she dreams of being a movie star. And she's all dirty and stuff, and I love that when she goes for a quick change, clearly, behind the set, but then her stunt double, her like double comes out, but there's like a little dialogue, so like she has to like lip sync to it. She's like totally like mouthing the words, and you know that it's on TV, so you can tell that it's kind of like, but you just go with it because it's theater, right? So it's
it
like,
doesn't,
you know,
look like Barbara Harris.
No big deal. Yeah,
it's actually Leslie Uggams.
And then there's a big flash, and she comes out in her new outfit with complete like 1960s brassiere with like pointed, I mean full on pointed big
like
bosoms.
Think of Madonna. Remember when Madonna wore the cones?
Totally. And now she's the movie star of her dreams. And
Passionella, not
Passionella,
Madonna.
Yes, Passionella. And then she sings Gorgeous, and it's amazing and it's funny. Like I get her comedy so much. Like her physical comedy is a lesson.
I have seen that song maybe, 900 times in auditions and in real life.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever sing it as funny or as well as Barbara Harris.
Like when she does the prances across the stage.
It's amazing.
Because she's so clearly not comfortable in her body, but yet she's like, look at me. Like, it
oh,
really
that's
is
my
like
favorite, when she sees how big her breasts are for the first time.
And then the coup de grace of the clip, of course, as you know, and friends, I would like you to notice this when you listen to it again. Notice how like the very last note is this like high soprano D above high C. So it is a really high soprano. She this voice seemingly out of nowhere goes up, hits it, portamentos, and then at the very end though, she attacks the note again, full on growl / belt / like only the way that she does it. And she's so anyway, there was an offstage singer that sang for that clip. Do you know? Did they do that in the show?
Yeah.
That was like a bit.
Although in when they did the revival with Kristen Chenoweth, she could actually
do it.
So,
and every girl that I've ever played it for
now thinks
is convinced they can do it. Yes.
Yeah,
and some I've heard definitely can. But
I didn't see that production.
Yeah.
Which production did you?
So, fascinating little clip. And she, more than anything, it started with the clip, and then I just became so completely fascinated with her. And
she, as an actress,
yeah, and that like she did that, and she did Belle's
On
a Clear Day You Can See Forever, and that's it
for musicals. And then in the 70s, she got picked up for film, and she was in so many great things.
Oh,
she was
like
in
Freaky Friday.
Oh, she's the mom in Freaky. Yeah, that's Peggy how you Sue might know her. She's
Peggy
the mom
Sue
in
got
Freaky
married,
Friday. Peggy
but
Sue.
A Thousand Clowns.
I remember her.
Oh, Dad, Poor Dad.
Nashville. If anyone ever out there has seen Robert Altman's Nashville, she's the country. She's the housewife at the end who sings the country song.
Which goes like how does that song
that
go?
You know what? I'm not as good with film music as I am TV music.
Oh my god! Oh, that's right.
But thank you once again, besides the cookies, for pointing out another shortcoming in my apartment. One, I have no film knowledge, and two, oh I serve cheap ass cookies to my guests. I'm learning so much about myself and Barbara Harris today. Those are the cookies. Yeah, no, she was in Nashville. She's in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
But you
the movie.
Just would have thought that, yes, and that's and she's known.
You know
for
what
that,
she's great at? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just surprised that she never did another musical again.
I'm wondering if she ever got offered, because what I had heard, and I don't think it's like a bit allegedly, but I don't think it's a big secret, is that she was not very happy doing those. That.
Yeah, I even read I read that somewhere that she actually was like she said that when she first got one of the call, I read this in an interview, that she allegedly had walked out of South Pacific when she saw it. She'd even stay for the second act.
Oh, wow.
She did not love musicals. Like, I read that in one of the articles, actually, about
how
her.
Fascinating.
But she won a Tony Award for it.
Did you see that speech? Because that's bizarre.
No.
Oh, you've never seen that?
No.
Well, she, first of all, she they call her name and she walks like a zombie from her seat to the stage.
Uh-huh.
Like, it looks like she's, I don't think she is, but it looks like she's on something. Uh-huh. And as she's about to talk, a guy who nobody knew ran out on stage, a random person, and kissed her on the cheek and then ran away. It was some guy who like broke into the theater that wanted to be on TV.
Oh, my God.
So it's very bizarre. The whole thing's very bizarre. I love her in a movie. I'll move on in a second. But I love her in a movie called The Seduction of Joe Tynan, which is, it's Alan Alda and Meryl Streep in like one of her first film roles. Alan Alda's this senator.
Wow.
And Meryl Streep is his mistress, but his wife back home is Barbara Harris. And they were in Apple Tree together, Alan Alda and Barbara Harris.
Yeah.
And then he put her in this movie. It's really, really a great movie, and it's not seen a lot anymore. But she's wonderful in that as the wife who finds out she's being cheated on. Do you remember when I thought Barbara Harris was Shelley Duvall?
Earlier today we talked about her.
And Shelley, and I was like, well, Barbara Harris, they found her living under a porch.
Which I still want to look up.
And it wasn't her. It was Shelley Duvall.
Oh, gosh. You're killing
me. Hey, I read that in the Enquirer, the National Enquirer.
So what is your... what do you got for me today?
Oh, you know what mine is today? Mine's a movie.
Oh, goody.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
A documentary.
Oh.
One of our first guests, our first guest was Randy Graff.
Yeah.
And Randy Graff, best known for City of Angels and all these other wonderful musicals, in 1995 did a play. The play was called Moon Over Buffalo. It was written by Ken Ludwig, fresh off of the successes of Crazy for You and Lend Me a Tenor. And it was going to bring back to the Broadway stage after 30 years the queen of comedy herself, Miss Carol Burnett.
I mean, it's a hit written all over it.
Hit. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
There were two documentarians named the Penny Bakers. And they asked if they could film the process from first rehearsal to closing night of Moon Over Buffalo and capture Carol Burnett's return to the stage. So it's a documentary documenting how a play goes to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And the documentary is called Moon Over Broadway.
Let's see what they did there.
Not Moon Over Buffalo.
You see what they did there?
Moon Over Broadway.
That's funny.
And the Penny Bakers are allowed unlimited access. They are great.
Which is crazy to me for a new play. Like,
okay, so think about what they're being allowed access to. They're being allowed access to a big television star's first return to Broadway.
Oof, the pressure.
Ken Ludwig, who is making who's just come off these two big hits,
right.
Is the third one going to be as successful?
Right.
Right? Tom Moore's the director, big director who did Grease and Night Mother, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this Philip Bosco, so all of these big names are all coming together for this thing. And to say to them, you can have unfettered access. Now, here's where it gets really good. Documentary is great. It really is. And you see the backstage goings on and the dealings and the fights.
Yeah.
And a playwright who's never there and a director who doesn't have a grasp of the play and actors of a star magnitude.
And they're just observing, not commenting. Like, you really can just capture all of that by the... Wow.
Now, here's where it gets really good. You can watch the documentary. You need to watch the director's commentary on the documentary.
Oh.
Because... not only is it the director, the Penny Bakers, they also get Carol Burnett's reaction, Randy, Philip Bosco, Ken Ludwig, Tom Moore.
What?
So imagine you're watching a documentary about yourself, Kevin, and there are people on there talking about you and how much they hate you.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And so for the first time, all of these people are hearing in the commentary what other people are saying about them, and their immediate response is on the spot.
Wow. It's like a meta documentary.
It's very meta. But it's called Moon Over Broadway.
Oh, that's really
It's
cool.
really wonderful. And after you watch it, listen to our interview with Randy Graff.
Yeah, she did.
Because Randy throws some light onto some things which in the movie you might be confused about, and Randy I think clarifies them really well. I mean, the idea was that they wanted Carol Burnett for the play, but it wasn't a Carol Burnett role, and they kept trying to like really alter who Carol Burnett was as a personality, as an actress, to get her to this role. It was like, you should have just hired somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, Philip Bosco has promised he's the lead and Carol Burnett's going to support him.
Right.
And that's not the case. It's a really, and it's fascinating to watch how this process comes together.
Right, at such a high stakes level, too.
Yeah.
I just can't believe they had such access to everything.
Access to everything. I don't think, and there's a great fight between the director and Philip Bosco. And they just go at it with each other.
Damn.
And it's wonderful. Wow. It's really, it gives you a lot of access into how a show gets
really
on.
Cool. Wow, Moon Over Broadway.
Moon Over Broadway, directed by the Pennybakers.
Yeah.
Pennybakers are probably,
they sound familiar to me.
They're most known, they're best known for The War Room, that documentary about the Bill Clinton campaign.
Oh, right.
But they also did that Company cast recording documentary where they recorded the Company recording.
That's what it is.
And you see Elaine Stritch's famous I'm Just Screaming breakdown.
Yes.
But the Pennybakers did that.
That's
good.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So Moon Over Broadway for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out Barbara Harris, 1967 Tony Awards.
The apple tree.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
And keep an eye out for her acceptance speech, because that, I think, gives
you
a glimpse
into I'm actually going to look that up
who
right
Miss Harris is as an actress. All right. Till next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.